Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, July 24th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Israel's parliament is pushing ahead with plans to vote on a controversial judicial overhaul that has sharply divided the country. This comes as mass protests intensify and thousands of military reservists say they will refuse to report for duty. The bill aims to restrict the Supreme Court's ability to strike down government or executive decisions on the basis of reasonability. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition says it is determined to pass the bill as early as today. There have been widespread calls for the Israeli government to find a compromise, with President Biden last night calling on Israel to slow down the judicial overhaul. Twitter owner Elon Musk has teased a new logo for the platform after saying its signature blue bird will be flying away. Earlier today, the billionaire pinned a tweet to the top of his Twitter profile showing a flickering white X on a black background, though the website's bird logo hadn't changed. The planned move comes after Twitter earlier this year said in a legal filing that the social media company had been renamed X Corporation. Musk has previously spoken about his ambitions to create a so-called everything app in the model of China's WeChat, and Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino further defined that vision Sunday, describing X as including audio, video, and banking capabilities. And Barbenheimer helped to deliver the strongest domestic box office weekend of the year to date, giving the movie business a sorely needed jolt as it recovers from the pandemic and contends with labor strikes. Warner Brothers' Barbie grossed $155 million in the U.S. and Canada, while the biopic Oppenheimer from Comcast's Universal Pictures brought in $81 million. The National Association of Theater Owners said that roughly 200,000 people bought tickets to see both films on the same day. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly down, and European shares were mainly higher in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher ahead of a busy earnings week, with Domino's Pizza and Whirlpool among the companies scheduled to report today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.